Adrian has been dealing cocaine his entire adult life. Unlike crack dealers in the U.S., he's not worried about being robbed or even busted by the police.
I don't think the police are too bothered about it. You're all having a fun time in the pub. It's not spilling out into the streets. It's done behind closed doors. I think they actually, they let a lot of people get off it. They're not after the little boys that are dealing there in the pubs anymore. They're after the big fish.
Around the world, there are 2 million cocaine dealers. It's a good living, but few can make a fortune. The big fish are the traffickers, who supply the dealers with the 1,000 tons of cocaine produced each year. Drug traffickers are the real winners in the cocaine business. They earn millions of dollars smuggling large shipments of drugs across international borders. Eddie, a 48-year-old father of three, used to traffic cocaine from Colombia to America. For 6 years, Eddie worked as a drug trafficker with the Arellano Feliz organization, a drug trafficking cartel based in Tijuana. For the first time, he has agreed to tell his story.
Us and I ended up being partners, and then we started bringing over on a regular basis, quite a bit. And I had a good job. I was making $40,000 a month.
First, his partner travels to Colombia. Then he buys the cocaine and packs it onto a boat.
Gus's crew would go down, and he sit on the boat, with them when they left Colombia. And he stayed with them all the way until they took it as far as Baja.
Once the shipment arrives in Baja, Eddie takes control of the boat.
I drove the boat, and then we had guys meet us there. And then we brought it up to Tijuana, to our safe house.